Christmas is a time to say I love you. Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Eli Alexandra. I'm Lita Samezra.
And one, two, three.
Merry, happy Hanukkah,
Christmas, Festus Bus. Yay.
Woo.
That was not planned very well.
No.
That wasn't planned. Well, yeah. Nothing's planned.
Yeah.
Nothing's planned.
Daddy raises his arms and we're like, what? What? What?
You guys knew exactly what it meant. I was like a conductor in a symphony.
No.
All right, here's what's going on. We're in our TV room at home, but the TV room is very tight this year because when we have a Christmas tree in the living room, we move one of the couches into the TV room. It barely fits. And then Pilar recently got a piano. So that's in here.
Woo!
And then we have all the podcast equipment, and then we have a turntable, and we have an amp, and we have wires, and it's and the cat's under our feet, and it's crazy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
So,
Can I turn a light on?
Yeah.
Yeah? Would you turn that on?
There you go. Is that better?
Oh, much better.
So today is our, I'm calling it a very vinyl Christmas. It's with the family.
Okay.
We're doing all vinyl music, all albums, all 45s. The only music you're going to hear that isn't from vinyl is our theme song by Hockey called Song Away. If anyone out there ever comes across that album on vinyl, please pick it up and send it to me and I'll pay you for it. And that way we'll have it from when we do these all vinyl episodes. That way we won't be cheating at all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Christmas is upon us. Today is the 22nd of December. It's a Sunday. And let me go around the horn and tell a little bit about what everyone's been doing this year. Pilar, you have been batting 1,000 this year with On the Page. I believe this might be your most successful year ever.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
I thought you meant the podcast for a second. Oh, yeah, with the business?
No, with your business.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been great because I've been doing these online classes now in addition to the live classes.
Yep.
I have a story to scripts service, so I get to like privately coach people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've been teaching myself piano lately, so I'm not such a CNN wreck. So I think I'm a better teacher.
Yay!
Yay!
Rita, you have been killing it with your. You go to a performing arts school, high school. You just did three shows, like 3 weeks in a row. We had shows. What was the first week? What did we do?
Musical.
Godspell. You were in the ensemble.
And then my dance performance.
And then your dance performance. But there was another show in there somewhere, too. There were three. What was that?
Then the choir one.
And the choir. Your dancing has gotten better because you used to not be great?
She's a kick-butt tapper now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Kick-butt tapper.
Yeah.
If we're not swearing, we're
going to get some new tap shoes, right? Over Christmas.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get some too. And then Rita's going to teach me all of her dance routines, right, honey?
Maybe.
That's when these noise canceling headphones will come in handy.
Yes.
When you guys are tapping.
It will be in the garage.
Okay, good.
I remember one time Rita tried
Who's this talking?
It's me, Ezra. Okay. One time Rita tried to put a wooden board. I already introduced myself. Rita wanted to put a wooden board in her room so that she could tap on it. And I said, we share a wall. Absolutely not.
Ezra's at college now.
Support your hobbies to a point. True. Not, get a wooden board now.
Not tapping on a board. Ezra, you are in your second year of college.
Mm-hmm.
You just finished up. You brought home some work. You just finished up a paper.
Yes.
Yep. And you
still
also,
doing final papers.
And you're getting great grades.
Yep.
And you're thriving in the college experience.
Rita's hacking up a lung. Sorry.
Rita's got a little bit of a cold.
Yeah, the great tradition of our Christmas podcast. Somebody has to be sick. Yeah,
I'm wishing everyone out there listening that no one in your family gets cold this year.
That's right. We were all sick last year.
Yes.
I think you can hear the...
Yes. Fila is involved. And the last thing is, you also have a podcast called Sincerely Queerly.
I do.
You host that with your girlfriend, Mel Signor.
Yep.
And how's that going? I listen and you guys have a lot of fun. It's fun. It's a fun listen.
Yeah.
You guys are funny.
It's just a fun thing we did. We found a rhythm doing it like once a month. We're taking off for the holidays because we can.
Once a month is fine, though. Yeah. I mean, for college students.
Yeah, it's something we do casually. It's a nice way to just like talk and be silly together.
Yeah. And do you find that you talk differently to each other on the podcast than you do in real life?
No, we talk pretty much the same way, in my opinion, and I think I think sometimes we almost bicker too much to the point where I'm worried that listeners will think we don't like each other, but we do. It's just how we talk.
See, when we do this family podcast, we're much nicer to each other. We're less snippy on microphone. We should walk around with microphones and headphones all the time.
I don't know. I think we're kind of snippy on
shut up.
On that. Yeah. Okay.
What's the cat doing? She wants our attention so much.
No, I think she just gets your attention so much. I think it's...
Yeah, she's like, don't talk to those three. I'm here.
We should put her on mic.
We should not put her on mic.
Why?
Okay.
I mean, she's already on mic.
Because she'll claw the mic or whatever. I don't know what she'll do. All right, so currently I'm standing.
Yes.
I'm standing it's up because there's so much that I have to turn around and I have to put vinyl on and I really can't sit in a chair.
Yes, you can.
No, because then I'll be up and down out of the chair. Right. So I'm...
Old knees, Mom.
I feel like I'm burning calories standing.
Well, this way the podcast will actually come in at 90 minutes.
At 90 minutes, I told everyone on mic that they're free to leave the microphone.
Yeah.
I only need them for 90 minutes. And if I have to play a little bit of music after that on my own, so I will. I'll pretend like I'm Dr. Johnny Fever from WKRP in Cincinnati.
I'll hang out with you.
You will?
Yes.
That'll be my Christmas present. Someone tweeted that they love the family episodes. His name is Chris Brainerd. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. All right. Before we continue, I want to tell you that lots of people sent vinyl in, and I'm going to acknowledge some of those people. I have some of their I have their phone numbers. They give me their phone numbers. They're stupid. They should never do that because then I'll call them. So the first song we're going to play comes from Steve-O Dockerson. Steve-O has co-hosted the show many times. He says, "Happy holidays, everybody. It's easy to be overwhelmed by everything going on at this time of year. So reach out to the people you love and let them know how much they mean to you. Also, give your friends music all year long." Thank you, Steve-O. That's a nice sentiment. Steve-O. Sentiment?
Yep.
How do you say it?
You just said it fine.
I don't know if I did. So Steve-O sent me a bunch of albums, and he also said that he wants these albums back. Except for one. He said I could keep one.
You're not getting these back, Steve-O.
No, he is. He's going to get them back for sure. The first album he sent is A Partridge Family Christmas Card. So we're going to start with that one. This is starring Shirley Jones and featuring David Cassidy. That's what it says right here.
Do you guys know who the Partridge Family is?
I do, through you.
Do you know, Rita?
Oh, do I know?
All right, so we're going to give this vinyl a whirl. The first song, what is the first song? I don't know what the song is that I'm going to play. I thought I knew. Oh, I think it's called My Christmas Card to You. All right, let's try this. Leaving the microphone.
Hello.
Needle is on the vinyl. Here we go. My Christmas Card to You. Rita's face indicates she does not like it.
You and all your family, your neighbors and your friends, may all your days be happy with the joy that never ends. May peace and love surround you at Christmas time and all the whole year through.
He's dancing.
Definitely the white man dance.
Yeah. He's dabbed.
Oh, that was so early for that.
Yep.
So since I don't have I'm not playing these songs from MP3, I can't see how much we've played. We have to start them all at the beginning of the song, so we might go over a little bit of what we usually play.
Just remember, song-wise. You got 90 minutes.
You got 90 minutes with the family. All right. Rock and peace, David Cassidy.
Rock and peace, David and, Cassidy. And
hello to Sean Cassidy, because that's his mom singing on this song.
Oh, Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones. The best.
Oh, do you know that Shirley Jones was a big musical theater person, that she starred in Oklahoma and in Carousel, and I think she got an Oscar, right? I think for that. She was, is amazing. She's still cooking.
I don't know if she got, I know she probably has a Tony.
I think she might have had.
Might have an Oscar,
I don't,
too.
You know, I don't know. She's, you know, award winning.
She's award winning.
That way,
we can say she's award winning.
She is fabulous.
And again, we have no computer. We can't look things up. It's just, this is it's high tech, but also low tech.
So I will be continuing to just
say
send all
wrong.
This misinformation. And yeah. That's what I do. But
you know how kids be always on their phones.
That's right. Always on their phones. Next, we're going to go around the table. Everyone purchased a vinyl album.
Yes.
I took, and Rita was looking for the song Dominic the Donkey, but we couldn't
donkey.
Find.
Donkey.
But they say donkey
but
in the song.
They're wrong.
Right, but he says it for, I think it's Lou Monty who sings that, Dominic the Donkey.
Okay.
All right, we're coming around to, Pilar, you're going to be first.
Okay.
You know what I think the kitty needs? It's 10 after noon. Could someone go feed
her?
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
Go feed her, and then she'll stay out of our way.
Cool. For at least 15 minutes before she gets hungry again.
This mic smells weird.
Really?
Mike smells
like
weird.
Chemicals.
Does it smell like Mike Siegel?
Yeah.
Because he might have spoken in that mic.
No, it smells like, it's just like chemicals.
Mike
just
Siegel like chemicals? Smells like handsome. So I don't think that.
Okay. Wow, get out the mistletoe.
Okay,
all right, now Pilar, you a minute ago, you were complaining about how much time I was playing, but the song that you picked, I know there's a ton of ramp up before they even get to the song.
I didn't realize there was no cue up. Sorry.
So we're going to, well, there's only the cue up is just me with the needle.
Okay.
And it's difficult.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can even find the grooves on this one.
Okay.
I can't find the grooves, baby.
I have fed the beast.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Pilar, would you like to cue up your song and tell us what it is?
Yeah, so Christmas time, especially when I was around Rita's age, I loved listening to Dr. Demento and the Christmas special of, these guys, Bob and Doug McKenzie, had a Christmas song about the 12 days of Christmas, and I thought it was funny because I was 15.
And so we actually found yesterday, we went to CD Trader, shout out to CD Trader, and we found the Bob and Doug McKenzie LP. Let's try to cue up the 12 Days of Christmas. On Rock Solid.
Ooh.
All right, let me see.
Oh, I guarantee you'd be on. Okay, so good day. This is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where?
What are you doing?
Snow. What? Oh, it's a great white north, and it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser, here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
See, they didn't have all this part on Dr. Demento. They just went into the song.
Do you want me to try to jump right into the song?
Yeah, you should skip it.
Yeah, try.
All right.
That's two.
Now, you guys have to talk while I cue it up.
You know what? What sounds funny is that they sound like they have a podcast.
Yeah,
Bob and Doug. This is like they were the precursors of all this dumb nonsense.
Well, I think
on a podcast before you actually get to anything.
I think the premise of their show is that they had a cable access TV show.
Oh, there you go. That's
the Great
all the podcasts are. It's just cable access.
Cable
on,
access radio
with less visuals.
Yes. Okay. Here we go.
4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
A beer in a tree.
6, the golden Christmas my true love gave to me. 6 packs of 2 for 5 golden toasts. 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
A beer in a tree.
Ezra's laughing a little bit, and Rita
I'm
is in shock.
At Mom.
You're laughing a lot.
Losing her mind over how funny this still is.
A beer in a tree. We don't have to listen to all this. People get the general thing.
It's only about 7 minutes long. You want to do it all?
I thought it was just hilarious.
No.
No? It's a beer in a tree.
8 comic books,
Seven packs of smokes.
That's sad. You married a comedian decks. And you think that's funny.
I just, you know, like. So yeah, that was my contribution.
The worst.
There you go.
So is their shtick just being really Canadian?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They're brothers. They actually made a movie.
Canadian.
They made a movie called Strange Brew.
Mm-hmm.
That's about beer, eh?
Yeah. And that's when we learned that Canadians say A. And then every American who goes to Canada annoys Canadians by going A, like, cause they think it's funny.
Do they really say A, though?
A. Do they say A?
Yeah, do they really say
A? No.
Not really.
No.
How would you know?
But they do say sorry a lot.
How do you know?
Because I've taught so much in Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you don't know this?
No.
Yeah.
Where did you think Mom was when she would go on business trips to Canada? It's like the place she mostly goes.
No, that was for a while.
Yeah.
Well, she says she's in Canada. We really don't know where she is.
True.
That was for a couple years.
I forget.
Till I went international even more.
Is it my song next?
Yeah.
No, we're gonna split it up a little bit. Then it'll be me and then we're gonna go to you.
Okay.
So last night when we went to buy Pilar's album at CD Trader, I found an album and Pilar goes, "Oh, I'm gonna buy that for you for an early Christmas present." And I said, "Great." I found a sealed copy of the Pretenders Learning to Crawl album, which is one of my favorite albums, and it was sealed. And then when I flipped it over and I was reading the song titles, I was like, oh my God, this actually has a Christmas song on it called 2,000 Miles. So let's listen to that. And Chrissy Hynde's my favorite singer. So here we go.
Daddy plays this every year. He forgets. Shut up. Yeah.
But this is from vinyl.
The headphones on.
This is from vinyl. It's different this year. It's a very vinyl Christmas.
We do play this every year.
Perfect. Perfect time to fade.
Yep. The cat has joined us again.
That album doesn't sound great. That didn't sound great for being brand new. It sounded a little...
Oh, you know, so do you think somebody played it and then like put it back in and then shrink wrapped it?
Well...
Could they do that? They could do that.
They could do that. I hope they didn't.
Back in your record store days, didn't you used to pull little cons like that?
The children are here, honey.
Tell us about your little con, Dad. It'll make this podcast.
It's actually my little con is actually straight up. It's stealing.
Yeah, tell us.
But now I have to say it.
You can't get away with now. Let's be very clear. This was back in the.
So my friend, I don't think the police
digital.
My friends would come, and they would buy like a blank cassette for like $1.99, and then I would put like three albums in their bag.
That is just plain stealing. I thought there was more of a con job to that, but nope, that's stealing.
It's not
that's
really funny. That. Nope, and it's wrong. Straight up stealing. And it's
you'll
wrong.
You'll get fired, and you will get arrested. Was this when your
boss was the religious guy who would say cheese and rice?
Oh, he worked there. Yeah, Dan. He would go. Yeah. He wasn't religious.
Cheese and rice.
He was actually what do I want to say? He was flamboyant.
Oh, so he's gay.
Yes.
And this is why you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay. He's flamboyant.
So he was flamboyant. And he would always go, cheese and rice instead of Jesus Christ. But he would do it for fun. He was
cheese and rice.
Okay, Rita, we're coming around to you. Your song is actually, Pilar, you'll love this. It's actually from Dr. Demento's Christmas album.
But it wasn't, but it's because it has a song in there that you like.
Right. It has Rita's song on it. So Rita, set up your song. What is this song? Is it one of the best Christmas songs of all time? Or is it one of the worst Christmas songs of all time?
It's the best.
I don't think Rita remembers
what song
she picked.
At all. I don't think I even picked this song.
Yes, you did. It's side two, first song. You told me you wanted this song.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
I played it last year. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah.
All right, here
we
go.
Play it last year.
It's okay. This is on vinyl.
It's different.
Music nerds. It's all different when it's vinyl.
It's all different. It's a vinyl experience. Here we go.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog.
Oh, that might go on here tonight.
And we begged her not to go.
Do you promise? That would be nice.
But she forgot her medication. And
yeah,
she staggered out the door into the snow.
It's Grandma, not Mom.
Wow.
When we found
you could sing, "My mom got run over by a reindeer" instead of Grandma.
Yeah, that's not nice. Don't do that.
Or you could sing, "Mama."
Nana.
She had hoof prints on her forehead.
Oh, what?
And incriminating claws marks on her back.
Yeah, Nana Lucy tries to get everyone to drink around the holidays.
Reindeer.
Like she'll be like, wine. She'll be like, "Hey, did you ever have a limoncello? Hey, I'll make you one." Then every time she has an alcoholic drink, she tastes it, and this is what she does. Takes a drink and then goes, "Hey, that's good."
Doesn't she do that with everything?
My mom used to make the strongest eggnog, and it was terrible, okay? But I thought it would be, like, super cool one year to steal it and then feed it to my little stepsister, Aunt Suzanne.
How old is Suzanne? Why would you do that? That's just mean.
I was like, "Here, drink it."
Why?
Drink it. But the problem was she liked it, so she kept drinking it. Yeah.
How old is she?
I don't want to say. I'm saying a lot of things that would be...
That's mean.
Is she getting out...
Bad modeling.
Is she getting out of rehab for Christmas this year?
No.
By the way, Aunt Suzanne is married to, I won't say his name because I don't know if he wants his name out there, but her husband was Bob Dylan's road manager like in the mid-70s. Like
let's be very clear, he's significantly older than Suzanne.
Yes, he's older. He's older than Suzanne. And adding the significantly will make him feel great.
Well, but you know, Suzanne, my little sister, if
there's
you say
a,
that
there's
she's
a 20-year difference.
To, like, yeah.
There's a 20-year difference.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
But anyway,
aw, poor baby. Yeah. I like that you're coughing away from us and away from the mic.
Thank you.
And
on
the piano.
And on the piano keys.
Well, okay.
All right. Next up, Ezra, first of all, I gotta see what you're I don't even know. Like you've never heard this song.
No, I could have like gone and looked it up, but I forgot to do that. It's on Bandcamp. It came out in like 2017, I think. Something like that. Pretty recently.
And this is a 45 this 45 has a card in it. It says, "It's that time of year again." Do you want to open that and read it?
Wow, sure. It's a closed card too.
No, yeah, this is because once again, this is like new. Like,
okay,
yeah. So this is a sealed card. Oh,
what does it have?
It's a little holiday card. It's all cats holding this record.
Okay.
It says "Happy Holidays" from the band, which is Sapphic Musk, and it has Sapphic Musk stickers.
Wow,
that's pretty cool.
And it's cats.
Yeah. I picked this because the band name intrigued me, and I looked them up, and they're like a queer punk band situation. I think they have some kind of shtick with Vikings. I'm intrigued. I have never heard this.
Yeah, and what's the song called?
The song is, in fact, called Krampus Bitch.
Krampus Bitch.
And who's Krampus? What's the story of Krampus?
Oh, I can't tell you what like the actual
story is. It's like evil Santa.
And the flip side is called "Two Bottoms Don't Make a Top."
We don't need to unpack all
there
of
we
that.
Go.
Do you, Ray, who thinks that there might be bad words in this song?
No.
Me.
You think? Okay.
Rita, so you're going to unplug your ears.
Krampus Bitch.
Once again, I will not be held responsible for this.
My innocent ears.
I found a funny little like Disney character Christmas album that seemed to have some unique things that looked like they would be bad, but not like commonly heard. That was made,
which was like $30.
It was not $30. It was like $18.
Too much.
And I said, "Okay, I have two modes. It's this or Krampus Bitch." And Dad picked this one.
There you go. Right.
Now this is a 45, so I had to change the speed on the turntable. So I hope this works. Let's find out.
Oh no, I don't like the sound of that.
Here we go.
A lot of unknowns.
From the top, Krampus Bitch.
Woo.
I don't know how loud it might be.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
like it so far.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's terrible.
You left your socks out on the floor.
I love it.
Yeah, this is actually really great.
No.
Not bad. Yeah, Kyle would enjoy that.
I might actually listen to their other stuff. This is really cool.
Now, what should I do with this actual 45? Should I give this away as one of our prizes today, or would you like to hang on to this?
They're not getting the stickers back.
Okay, then we'll keep it. We have other prizes. I'll keep this.
Can I tell everybody about this game that I came up with?
Sure, sure. Yeah. If I'm not on mic, please continue to talk.
Okay, so now that everybody's gotten their stuff across. By the way, I love Krampus Bitch.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I'm going to keep listening.
I liked it very much, too.
I think it should stay on our playlist forever. All right. It's awesome.
No.
So, all right. So in one of my classes, I had a woman from Australia, and she said that in Australia, they play something called Pass the Parcel.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Or wait a minute. She had an English accent, but she lived in Australia. So maybe this is something in the UK. But anyway, so it's called Pass the Parcel. And it's kind of like musical chairs. So music goes on. And when the music stops, whoever has the parcel in their hand unwraps it. Now, the way you're supposed to do it is you unwrap like one wrapping and then there's another wrapping underneath. And you keep doing it. And
oh, I've done this before.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, The thing is that this is America and we're too impatient for all those those wrappings and stuff. But I did get three dumb presents.
Oh no.
And I was like, "Well, what could possibly unite the three of you?" And I was like, "Oh, cats." So there are three dumb cat presents.
Okay.
That will be as the music goes on, okay? You guys pass it between you, then I'm going to turn the music down.
And okay, once the music's completely down,
I'm not going to look at you because I don't want to be partial. I'll just be looking at the music, okay? And then whoever has it at the end, okay? Whoever has it at the end,
gets it.
Yes.
This is like musical chairs but without a chair.
But you have to
Someone gets the worst present. Right?
You don't know the present's bad.
I have to be honest with you; they're all pretty crappy. So, yeah, just keep passing it and pass it on the beat so that you don't not holding it
can
trying
we trade?
To hog it. Yeah, at the end of it, you can trade.
Heck yeah!
Okay.
Okay, and the song that we're gonna play, I found this 45. I've never heard this song in my life. It's by the band Firefall, and the kids don't know Firefall. Pilar, you might know them. That let me think of their three hits. That's a strange way to tell me you love me. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Or just remember I love you.
Oh, yeah.
Or you are the woman that I always dreamed of.
Are these all like easy listening 70s?
These are all, this would all be, these would be super sounds of the 70s.
Oh.
But I found a 45. It's a double A side and it's called Christmas in Love by Firefall. So that's the song that we'll play. Okay.
While and this is from you, not from one of your listeners?
No, this is for me. But since we played Krampus Bitch, we're in 45 mode, so I got to play this and then a 45 that a listener sent.
Okay.
So.
Or we could just go to the listener one.
I got this in my hand, though, and I just did a medley of singing because I'm a very good vocalist.
Okay. All right. So since Daddy's doing that.
Hold on a second.
This would be a really good opportunity. Is this the thing
where don't touch anything.
Okay.
Don't get your hands off
all the right.
console.
Okay.
And what you can do is you can put your finger on here.
Okay.
And then close your eyes. Yeah, but let us hear a little bit of it first.
I will. You just keep passing it around.
Okay, pass it around. Let's
I love this very like good auditory experience of having the crinkling of the song.
I think your mom just turned it up.
She did. You want to push it the other way to turn it down low.
This is going to be really annoying.
Christmas in Love. I like it.
Yeah.
Look at the cat, everybody.
Oh, she's so cute.
Hey.
Rita got it.
Rita got it. Okay.
Hey, Rita, you turned into Italian there. Hey, I got it. Rita. Frankie.
I got real crinkly paper so we can hear it on the mic.
Wait, that's awful. Why would you do that?
Okay, so what do you got?
Oh, cat chopsticks.
Cat chopsticks. Like, well, maybe there will be a treat at the end.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, and a lucky cat.
And like, a lucky
cat. Is that a clock?
Is this the one that waves? Like,
yeah.
That?
No, I don't like the cat clocks that, like, the eyes move back and forth.
That's it.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, I might trade with you later. As
here,
well.
Turn that cat. I want to take pictures of you. Turn the cat around towards me so I can take
and the
pic.
Lucky cat is one of those little solar things.
Oh, I like that cat.
The cat's paw moves.
You want to see the chopsticks?
Yeah, I think you'd like this better, Ezra.
Yeah. I'll take the chopsticks.
So if I hit you again, you never know. There could be more delightful cat presents.
Reedy, you liked Chinese food. There, you can eat your lo mein with that.
Yeah, I wanted lo mein yesterday.
Do you want hard noodle?
Soft noodle.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So one more 45. This comes from a listener. This comes from listener Dale. What did you want to say, Pilar?
I won't do the present for this one. We'll do it intermittently.
Sure. Yeah. We'll make it fun.
Yes.
Woo. Because wasn't that fun, girls?
It was fun.
It
Pass
was.
The parcel.
I love
Wait.
It.
What if sure. I get the parcel?
You well,
again?
Then you're lucky.
Then you. We'll figure it out.
All right. So this comes from Prince and the Revolution. The 45 is "I Would Die for You." That song is, of course, from the Purple Rain soundtrack. And the flip side is called "Another Lonely Christmas." And look how lonely Prince is on that 45.
Aww.
He's in
Rock and Peace.
He's in Rock and Peace, Prince.
Did I ever tell you that I thought that I had a really good chance of being a Prince girlfriend in the day?
Because you kind of look like Suzanne Hoffs and all the other ones?
Also, because my friend Dina went to high school with Prince and said, "Wow, you're just Prince's type. I should introduce you." And I was like, that would be an awesome idea. Because I sang at the time. I'm like, I'm going to be one of Prince's.
And you're 5'1", so he would have been taller than you.
I'm 5'1", I'm dark. And he just liked short, dark women who sing.
I don't like this conversation.
And if you would have got married to Prince,
I'd
would
be so much more rich.
And a widower. Or a widow.
A rich widower.
Your piano would be so much better than the one you bought.
Wait. Isn't it a widow? Not a widow.
Well, I corrected myself.
Widow? Well, mom did not.
I would widow. Widow.
You would widow?
I would widow.
I don't know if that's a thing. Hey, man, I would widow.
Maybe mom's had too much eggnog.
I haven't had any. Right, I think I need
I like her not most.
Yet. You like what most?
I like Fila most out of all of you right now. Well, she's being so cute.
She's just chilling out. Okay, so the song again comes from Dale. Dale, that's all I know about you. You didn't include a note or anything, but thank you, Dale.
How could you, Dale?
And let's listen to "Another Lonely Christmas" by Prince and the Revolution. Pilar's ex-husband.
Yep,
we can't hear you. You're away from the mic.
And Pilar's ex-husband, Prince.
Bless you, I'm allergic. Ezra.
I'm allergic to this song.
Remember the time we swam naked? Very Christmassy.
No.
Cool. Remember that night we played with Keaton for money?
And you robbed me blind. Woo, Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone.
I think these are all activities that get you on the naughty list.
Yeah. Remember that night we snorted cocaine?
Oh my god.
By the fireplace.
My arm.
What's wrong? What happened?
I hit my arm against the piano.
Remember that time you hit your arm against the piano on Christmas Eve?
Ow.
All right, that was Another Lonely Christmas. Thank you, Dale, for introducing my children.
Phone?
Why? What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take some pictures while you talk
of the cat.
Of the cat?
No, of you guys.
No.
None of us want our picture taken.
No, I'm good.
You're also cute, though. Okay.
All right.
I know about Ezra, but
yeah. I'm switching back to
what about me?
33 and a
Mom
third
said
mode.
You all look cute, and I was like, I don't know about Ezra.
Hey, I'm showered. You are in pajamas.
You're the cutest
harbinger of illness.
Teenagers. Yes.
Let's give us ourselves compliments at Christmas. Look how cute we are.
No, them.
Look how cute I am.
All right, coming
Rita's
up
pajamas
next.
Pajamas match her face.
Coming up next, we got a song from.
No, they have the Grinch on them.
Josh Scott Fitzgerald. Josh has hosted the show many times. Josh, I think you've hosted the show four times. Once you host the show a fifth time, you are no longer a guest co-host. You are a co-host.
Whoa.
And that also goes for you, Steve O'Dockerson. It's like my version of the Five Timers Club.
Yeah.
What does that make me, then?
That's right. You're a co-host.
Have you done it five times yet?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You've been on five times? Okay. You're a co-host now. Good. You're a co-host.
Yeah, I put in my hours. And you're a co-host. You, old man.
And Rita, you still might be a guest co-host.
I'm okay with that.
Interesting. All right. Josh Scott Fitzgerald. First of all, Steve O'Dockerson's a very nice gentleman. And Josh Scott Fitzgerald is a very nice gentleman. And I just want to say thank you guys again for sending me these. And Josh Scott Fitzgerald, he's a school teacher. So that might make him even extra nicer.
He's so cool.
That's a cool name.
You like that? Josh Scott Fitzgerald. Fitzy is what we call him.
Oh, wow.
Hey, what's up, Fitzy?
If I were him, I'd love that.
We don't call him that. Okay, here's what Josh said. First of all, I sent him a picture of our setup today. He said it looks great. Nice, looks great. I just want to say happy holidays to the Rock Solid community and the co-hosts. Thanks for the fun and looking forward to more in the 2020s.
Great. All right,
cool. Now, Josh sent a ton of records.
Too many. Tone it down.
You didn't send too many.
Too many, Josh. Might want to chill out a little.
I think what we're going to go with, though, is I think we're going to play something off the Engelbert Humperdinck. The album's called Christmas
Time. Now there's a name.
And time is spelled T-Y-M-E. I don't know why.
That's nothing.
That's nothing. It's not even the spice.
No.
The spice is nothing. Yeah, it's like he's doing his own thing.
It's like he didn't really know how to spell it.
No. So let's go with what do we want to go with? Silent Night is a snooze. What's this one called? It's called Sing Along Time with the Y. Let's try that. Engelbert Humperdinck. Feel free to talk, you stupid people.
No.
Wait, I have a question.
What's your question? What's up?
We all only get one song?
Well, remember when I said, do you want to go look for vinyl albums?
No,
and you kept saying no?
No, I thought you got Dominic.
No, I didn't get Dominic the Donkey. I told you I couldn't find it. Okay, so side two starts with Sing Along Time. And I guess we can sing along with this. He's going to do a medley. This is Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yeah, let's sing along, everyone.
Okay.
Rita, put those pipes to good use.
Yeah, Rita, you got good pipes.
No. And Rita, don't worry, you'll get presents again.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Ruining it.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's how he's singing.
He kind of talk sings.
Yeah.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly.
Is this how you did your choir final Rita?
Yep.
I don't know if we need to get into another song. I think Engelbert has nailed it.
I think Engelbert, I guess nailed it is one way to say it, yeah.
Right, he nailed it, right?
Yeah.
He's still alive, too, I think. No rock and peace.
Okay.
So we can't dunk on this man too much. He could potentially listen to this.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Now, is that his real name?
I think
Kyle, look that up for. Oh, Kyle's not
who
here.
Would make
Rock
up
peace,
Engelbert
Kyle.
Humperdinck?
You know, if like, your last name's Humperdinck, don't name your kid Engelbert.
I know.
Wonder if he went by Bert when he was in school. Bert Humperdinck.
What about Engel?
They probably call him Humpy Humperdinck.
Oh,
that's so mean. You're bullying.
Well, like the pilot Sullenberger. He was Sully Sullenberger was his nickname. So Humperdinck would be.
And I bet he loved that.
Humpy Humperdinck.
Nope.
I think so.
How about no?
Should we do pass the parcel for the next one?
Sure.
I think it's too soon.
Okay.
It's never too soon for a present.
How long have we been going for?
40 minutes.
40 minutes. Not really. 40? Not even 40. Actually 35 because we didn't start until like 5 minutes in.
Eekers. Wow.
All right, I actually have a good song that we can do pass the parcel to.
Okay, is this one?
This comes from Kevin Hartbarger. Kevin's the guy that took us to Pilar took you and I to Rocco's Pizza before we recorded our Warren Zevon episode. Wow,
I don't remember. Was that earlier in the year?
Yeah, we it was me, you, and Kevin. We sat outside at Rocco's.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. It was really great.
Wow. No, so, no, I'm sorry, Kevin.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. He includes a note that says, Pat, enjoy. Lots of good faves on this one. Cheers, KH.
Yeah, he was great.
Now you're just backpedaling.
No, it just takes me a while because I have to sift through, you know.
Last night, Mom and Dad got drunk. A little tipsy while...
We didn't get tipsy.
Well, Mom, while they were trimming the tree, and Mom did, in fact, break an ornament.
What ornament did you... Oh.
It was the, hey, Pat, did you make this when you were a little boy? Yes, I did. Bam.
Yep.
Oops. And now I broke it.
Do you have a parcel in hand?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Reaches
this
into
song,
the piano.
This song is one that's divisive. Some people love it. I love it. And some people don't enjoy it. But it comes to us from Paul McCartney. And here we go. Let me go cue it. I'm going to walk over to the turntable and cue it up.
Okay.
Walking over.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I know what this is.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I do.
Is it like controversial, divisive, or is it just people love or hate?
It's not like anti-Christmas.
It's not, okay.
People love or hate it.
It's a thing with a lot of post-Beatles McCartney.
Let me see what we got. That's not it.
Is that's it? Not it?
Wait. Nope, that's not it.
That's not it.
I queued it up wrong. It's a miscue.
Daddy and the and his
we got a miscue.
Struggle
this
one. With vinyl.
Yeah, this is what I thought it was.
Is this it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Wait, what song are you trying to play?
Oh, Simply Having. Having.
That one?
Yeah.
Is this Wonderful Christmas? Yes,
yeah,
this is it.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't we play this on the radio? Like
Wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, didn't we play this last
Do you like
year
it or
too?
Don't you like it?
No, I like really it.
You, okay, cool.
You seem to know what I want.
Pass the parcel.
Oh, passing parcel.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Simply cheating.
What did you... We didn't even hear any of the song.
Oh, okay. I'll put it back. Okay.
Close your eyes. We passed it once.
Yeah, we did. That was a really fast one. I want this one. Okay.
All right.
It's Dad's.
I got it.
All right.
Wait. I want this one.
You don't even
know what it is.
You don't know what it is.
I do.
Rita, what if it's a can of beer?
No, I know what it is.
In a tree.
Cause it's
in a tree.
No.
I actually can't open. Who wrapped this? Oh, you taped the box.
Do you need help?
Does that happen at your house? Does everyone, when they're unwrapping gifts, they're like, Dad taped the box. Stupid Dad.
I'm the worst wrapper. Everybody knows that here. Everyone can wrap presents except me. I use like 12 pieces of scotch tape.
As is evidenced by the
it's really difficult.
Rustling. The cat's going crazy.
Yeah,
right
this
now
is what I want.
All right.
Can I please have that?
Oh, first of all, it's a silver cup that has a kitten
on
it.
It's a tumbler.
It's a tumbler.
It's a tumbler.
You call
with
it a tumbler?
Cat. Yeah.
Tumbler with
it
a cat. I love that.
Yeah.
Hold that. There's something else in here.
Okay.
It's probably the lid.
No, there's no lid.
This is all cat themed.
And that's a cat. Japanese resin magnet.
There we go.
Oh, I like both of these. Does it stick? No, but it doesn't stick on the cup.
There you go. All right. Okay.
I want it.
Put it over there.
Okay.
Let me take a picture of those two presents.
Give me the wrapper.
You want the wrapper to tease the cat with?
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Simply have a
wonderful Christmas cat.
Oh, sorry. We better put on another.
Okay.
There we go.
You're not in the picture. Perfect.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's...
Thank you, Kevin Hartbarger.
Thank you, Kevin Hartbarger.
And also thank you for taking us out for lovely pizza
it was so
and
good
beers.
Kevin Hart?
No, not Kevin Hartbarger. Kevin Hart's a friend of mommy's.
You said not Kevin Hart.
Also, Kevin Hartbarger sent me a text too. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to all of my rock-solid family. Thanks for all the kind words about the Warren Zevon episode. Hope Santa brings you lots of lawyers, guns, and money.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
That's a Warren Zevon song.
I know, but we don't want lawyers, guns, and money.
He's being funny.
Oh, okay. Well, I want the money.
We hosted a Warren Zevon episode. That's a Warren Zevon song, and he's saying he's being funny.
Okay, I get it.
I'm sorry, Kevin. My wife is ruining your good listening experience today. Also, Josh and Steve-O have co-hosted before, too. Did I say that already?
Yep.
Okay. Just want to make sure everyone gets their due.
Steve-O, nope, you have AKA not said that before. Hop the Troll.
You did not say that before, so I'm glad that you said it now.
That's right. Steve-O yeah. is Hob the Troll.
Does Hob the Troll have any Christmas carols? You should. We should play.
I think he might.
Well, no, are you a Hob the Troll fan?
What's a Hob the Troll?
No, I just, I mean, I like the bit.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm ready to declare myself Steve-O's fan.
You had pizza with him at our kitchen table.
True.
Where
I
was
like
I?
Steve-O.
There's where a lot of pizza.
I'm digging myself a hole. Why did you ask me this?
Wait, where was I?
Rita.
You're very social.
You're not very social. Like, you'll come out and I'll say, hey, my friend Steve-O's out here. And I'll go, come say hello. And you come out to the kitchen and you go, hi.
Sorry that adults are boring.
And I'll go, this is Rita. And
adults
I'll go, hey, Rita,
boring,
how are you? I've heard you on the show before. And you'll say, yeah, my dad's dumb show. Okay, gotta go.
No, I never say that.
Steve-O, I like you very, very much. I think your Hop the Troll thing is very funny.
There you go.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. The next song I'm going to play comes from one of our amazing rock solid artists, Kevin Hildreth. He's actually going to do the artwork for this episode. And Kevin wrote a long note here. Let me see. Kevin, you know I can't read very well, but here we go. Merry Christmas, Pat, plus guests and family. I picked these up at the local Salvation Army for $1.99 each. I couldn't find the original album, but the classic A Very Merry Christmas Volume 3 has my favorite song on it. Can you please play Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song? I know it is maybe a little too mainstream or popular. If so, I enclosed the second album, Christmas America, and am interested by Merle Haggard's Santa Claus and Popcorn. Ooh, we got to hear Santa Claus and Popcorn.
You know that?
I don't know it.
I liked the first
by Merle Haggard, a song called Santa Claus and Popcorn.
I'm not feeling the same kind of rush that you just
raise your hand if you like Santa Claus. Really? I'm the only one that likes Santa Claus?
He's not real.
Well, if you like the thought of Santa Claus, raise your hand.
There are children listening,
no, there's
Ezra.
Not.
Maybe.
There might not be anyone listening.
Yeah. Hope not.
Okay, and raise your hand if you like popcorn.
Popcorn.
I'm sorry, Steve-O. I just told you that Santa Claus isn't.
Are you guys really don't like Santa Claus and popcorn?
Okay, can we play the one he wanted us to play?
Yeah.
He says, no idea what it sounds like, but seemed like it would be perfect for this kind of episode.
No, you should play the one he asked.
And he says, thanks, Kyle. And then in parentheses, he put, not Artie. Okay, well, I'll play the one he wants. And then,
And then at the end, if there's time. You could.
How dare you? Santa Claus and Popcorn is going to be the playout song.
Oh, very nice.
All right. Now, I could play Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song off of my vinyl album of that. But since you took the time to spend $1.99 of your hard-earned money, I'm going to play the version that is on this album all the pops and crackles and inconvenience of vinyl.
I like the pops and crackles, but I get it. Like, it's
crackle.
Like, it's more just...
We have good sound effects, Rita.
Yeah. Crackle.
Yeah, you should be a Foley artist for movies. Okay, here we go. Don't talk over the listener's songs. Oh, this has nice pops and crackles.
Oh, wow. Hypocrite.
That could be the chestnuts roasting on the fire.
Delicious.
Chestnuts roasting.
Look who's talking now.
On an open fire.
Interesting.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
That's a class. That's an all-time classic.
It's awesome.
That version is too. Although I think, what album did you tell me to stop playing last night, Pilar?
No. It's just, I love that album, but
you
had been playing it constantly for 2 days.
I only own two Christmas vinyl albums. It was the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack.
Which I love and is now ruined forever. But I love it.
Play stuff off your phone like a normal person.
What?
Play stuff off your phone like a normal person.
I'm going to go back to Dr. Demento's novelty album because I saw a song on here that is certainly going to drive everyone crazy. Let me find it. It's a song called Wreck the Halls with Boughs of Holly.
Okay. Do you
not
know
deck
that?
The, not Deck the Halls.
Oh, do you know?
I heard.
No, I don't. But the artist, I do know the artist.
Who?
The Three Stooges.
Oh, you know what? I think I know this.
No.
Yeah, because like I said, I used to listen to Dr. Demento all the time. All
right.
It was like the most rebellious thing I could have ever done.
Let me see. Is this it?
I'm a Christmas tree. I'm a Christmas.
Okay, that's not it. That's I'm a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
by Wild Man Fisher.
No.
Okay, wrong one.
You're Wild
Hold
Man
on.
Fisher.
Fisher.
It's hard to cue these up.
Ah. Do you know that Daddy's nickname used to be Fisher?
Why was your nickname Fisher?
I'll tell that story after this song. Okay, this is Wreck the Halls by Three Stooges.
It's the night before Christmas and all through the town. Everything's coming loose. Everything's falling down.
That's Mo.
Oh, this is a delightful listening experience.
Oh, don't talk.
Be careful with that holly.
Don't nail anything to the wall, I'm warning you. Use scotch tape. Scotch tape is better.
That's Larry.
The paper is good for holly, it's rotten. Watch out what you hang on that chandelier. It's not strong.
Tinsel, tinsel, it's only tinsel. It's too much tinsel.
What harm could one more teeny-weeny piece of tinsel do?
Here. That's literally unlistenable.
Yeah.
And it's not even a song.
That's horrible.
That's really horrible.
But you like the Three Stooges because you're
I don't like them
boy.
As recording artists.
We have Three Stooges Christmas
we
ornaments.
We do. We have, and I'm telling you, those were dark days when those showed up in the apartment. I was living with
those don't go on the tree anymore.
I was living with Daddy, and that was like one of those moments where like, I might marry this guy. Oh, maybe not. I don't know. Three Stooges.
Oh, you want to look at what else is on this album?
No. I just want to point out that this has more Rhino Records releases on the back, and it shows all these different things. And one of the things is Gefilte Joe and the Fish, Hanukkah Rocks. And it says the world's oldest and only known senior citizen Jewish rock band has released their debut recording, a four-song EP, pressed in the shape of a Jewish star.
We should get that for next
and
year.
And I just think I think we should try to find Hanukkah songs and do it.
I think we should too.
Yeah, let's do like a Hanukkah music.
Yeah.
Because we're so Jewish.
That's true.
Well, we're going to light the candle tonight, so you get something.
Right.
Yep.
Rita wants to know, because Rita keeps making noises about this. How did come you get to talk over the songs, but
buddy.
Because when Rita was talking over the song, she was just like saying, "It's a terrible song."
No, she wasn't.
These mics
do smell weird. It's a terrible song.
No, she wasn't.
Maybe I'll spray some Febreze on these mics. These mics.
Ew, I don't know.
Not right now, but later. All right, now here's a.
Can you
can talk
them?
Over the songs. You can talk.
Okay.
Now I have a little bit of a problem. Josh Fitzgerald sent me a bunch of albums. Steve-O sent me a bunch of albums, but then someone named Hatcher sent me one album. But I got the albums mixed up, and I don't know which album Hatcher sent me. So I'm going to play a song off The Magic Fingers of Merlin on the Pipe Organ from the album Christmas Organ and Chimes. Jonathan Wilson on Bethlehem Chimes.
I think
and I'm going to attribute this to Hatcher. So Hatcher, please email me, rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what album you did send me, and I'm sorry for all the confusion. But I sent pictures of all the albums to Josh, and Josh just said, yeah, I sent all those. So the problem might be between Hatcher and Josh.
Maybe.
Maybe they can fight it out.
Yeah,
this is a nice scratched up piece of vinyl. Let's play Silent Night. From the Magic Fingers of Merlin on the Pipe Organ.
I work in a library, and it's just like an old public library in Amherst, Massachusetts when I'm at college. And, oh man, whenever I have to find stuff or shelf stuff in the audiovisual section, this is the kind of stuff, typically on CDs, not vinyl, that I'm looking through.
This is all vinyl tonight. Yeah. All right, so are we going to play your game, Pilar?
We are. I think this would be a good one for playing the game.
Put your headphones on, Rita. Here come the Magic Fingers.
So this is the third present.
Ooh, it doesn't sound bad. The fidelity's actually good.
Fidelity's actually good.
This present is heavy.
Yeah. Rita hit me with it.
Sorry, that was my accident.
Pure Aguilar fell asleep, I think.
There we go.
All okay, right. It's mine.
It's yours, Ezra. Hey, that worked out great. We all got to open one.
Sorry. I really was not looking, though. I swear to God.
Ooh.
What have you got? More cat. Remember.
There is socks.
Oh, you.
I don't think these are cats, Mom.
What are those? Cats?
I think this is like a cheetah.
No, look.
It's not a cat. That's a big cat.
That looks like our cat.
It does look like our cat. It does look like our cat. Look at the eyes.
Fila has green eyes.
Fila has mean eyes.
Aw, there's a little mug. A little cat on it. It says, lovely cat. I will trade you this for the chopsticks.
Oh, there we go.
Wait, we're trading now?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I told.
This is always how getting us started.
This is when the trading starts.
Yeah.
All right.
Who wants my little weird thing?
I'll trade you the magnet for that.
Okay, so the magnet.
Or I'll trade you the cup. I'll trade you the cup for that.
This is great podcast.
Great
subject.
Okay, so,
right,
so
there's another little Japanese magnet.
The tumbler is being traded for the cup.
No, the tumbler was traded for this.
Okay. All right. So there we go. So you get all cups. You get the waving cat and the magnet.
And the magnet cat.
Rita gets the tumbler. And the cup.
Because Rita doesn't have enough dishes in her bedroom.
Friendly reminder that this podcast isn't edited. Ted does not edit these.
Not edited.
Sorry. Okay. We'll keep going.
I don't know.
I only edit if someone swears like Krampus bitch.
Ah.
A swear word to make you cut all that out.
I know.
I'm so sorry, dear listeners.
Okay. Next up, this is coming to Steve O'Dockerson. This is actually the album he told me I could keep. This is the classic Phil Spector's Christmas album. Now,
maybe it's not very good.
If you don't know anything about Phil Spector, he's in jail for murder.
Yeah, don't look him up.
Oh my God.
Merry Christmas. He was not a nice man. He was a spousal abuser.
Oh no.
But man, could he produce a record.
Oh jeez.
Why?
He did have good taste because the artists that he produced were amazing.
The artists that he produced and beat are on this album.
Oh stop.
So,
you know whoever he murdered?
How many minutes are we at?
Oh my God.
Let's do the Ronettes. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the intro.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, it is.
This is a classic Christmas album.
Ooh.
The sequel to this would be I Saw Santa Claus Slap Mommy.
That
would be what Phil Spector would produce.
That's terrible.
I've never heard the lyric about mommy tickling Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's not great. What okay, it would have been.
I thought for a long time, and apparently this is not the case, I thought this was a song about mommy cheating on her husband with Santa Claus.
Well, but no, if you're little and you believe in Santa Claus, that is how you hear it, which is good.
It's the dad is stressed out.
Right.
Who knows? Right. Maybe it's another guy.
But here's the thing. Santa. The kid in the song would rather have presents than to rat out his mom for kissing Santa Claus.
That's true.
I'm not going to say anything.
I need the presents. I love that album. I was looking at some of the songs on it. So we get to keep that album?
We get to keep this one.
I love that. Everything on there. Can we play that today?
Thank you, Steve.
We will play this today. We'll play the Charlie Brown Christmas.
No.
All right. I'm going to play a song off that next.
A year of rest on it. That's all.
I got to play a song from it right now.
Just one.
Oh, no, really?
Just one.
I mean, I love it. It's just seriously.
Doesn't sound like you love it.
Kids, wouldn't you agree that when daddy loves something, he just plays it over and over and over again?
Yeah, I can't listen to the same thing over and over the way that dad does.
It's like...
No. My girlfriend Mel has the same habit. She'll listen to one album for like a year.
But this goes...
Like, you can't do
this. This goes for everything in my life. That's why I love the three of you and I love Fila.
Sometimes I wish you loved me less.
That's true.
Sometimes I wish I had breaks.
That's true, Dad. Yes.
Do you like this song, Rita?
I'm tired. No.
Are you going to watch Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol with me this year?
No.
Why?
It's
one of the worst Christmas carols.
Yeah, watch my Christmas Carol.
What's
yours?
Yours
is also not good.
The musical one in the 70s. I love that.
Who's
one.
Who's in it?
The guy, what's his face?
Kevin Hartbarger?
No, stop.
Albert Finney.
Albert Finney.
This song is
so
not
good.
Bad.
It's
Thank
so
you,
good.
Ada.
It's not that bad. It's
no.
Just, you guys like that creepy one with Jim Carrey.
I like the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol, but but my favorite is the best one, which is the Muppet Christmas Carol. Muppet Christmas Carol's so good.
That would be Aaron Kahn's
what's
favorite, listener Aaron Kahn.
It's the creepy one. I own it. Like digital computer graphics.
Let's watch it. I'll watch it.
Oh,
with
that
you.
One's so freaky.
You
I love
saw it.
It's really scary.
The one where he's like, come in and know me better, man.
That's all of them.
But that's
that one.
That's it.
The one that you wouldn't let me watch because it was scary.
But
yeah,
now
it's
I'll
the
let
one
you
with
it.
The it's the one with the little children that run up
yeah.
his leg.
I like the one with scary. Pennywise as Scrooge. That's my favorite.
The Jim Carrey one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Come
I mean Christmas Carol.
Know me
the
better, man.
Oh, sorry.
Keep talking. I'm off mic.
No. It's
what were you gonna say?
I forget.
Come on.
I forget.
You don't forget.
No, I don't forget. Because sometimes, you know, at this age, things run into your head, and then you kind of work it out, and then they go away.
That's an excuse.
Yeah.
It's the I'm old excuse.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey,
you don't like that excuse
otherwise.
Real quick, I want to announce that if you do not support us through Patreon, now might be... thank you, Rita. Now might be the time to do that, and I'm going to tell you why. For just $2 a month, it's 50 cents a week, 50 cents an episode, you get to win prizes. And I give prizes out almost weekly. Now, what's going to happen this week is this episode is dropping Monday, December 23rd. The next day is Christmas Eve, December 24th. I have amazing prizes I'm giving away that day. But the only way to do it is to be a Patreon member. You go to the Patreon page, you read the trivia question, and then you send me the answer to the trivia question, and we do a random drawing. And the prizes this week are great. First of all, they're great. I have a brand new CD copy of the new Who album, simply called Who. It's the deluxe version with 3 extra songs. I'm giving away a vinyl copy of A Charlie Brown Christmas with music by Vince. Is that Guaraldi?
Yep.
The Vince Guaraldi Trio. It's on green vinyl. I'm giving away a brand new copy of The Tubes, The Completion Backwards Principle. That comes from Wolfson Entertainment. It's on blue vinyl. These next two prizes are courtesy of me. I'm giving away a copy of the Beatles Anniversary Edition of Abbey Road on vinyl. This is a new remix by Giles Martin. I'm also giving away an album that you have heard so many times, but you have to hear it again. It's Led Zeppelin 4 featuring Stairway to Heaven. 180 gram vinyl. Then I also have some. Ezra, did you burp into the microphone?
Don't do that. Now, that is so gross.
Our oldest has been burping all week.
Yeah.
Like, is this what you do?
Came home from college at the frat house? Like a sailor
and
in a bar.
No wonder the microphone smells. You're burping into it.
Who raised you?
I just laughed so hard I accidentally licked it, which was
awesome. You licked it. Great.
You deserve that.
Also,
it was the most inoffensive burp. It was the tiniest
I know. The other
burp.
Ones have been gross. It's like you're at Archie Bunker's place. That's a reference for people.
Yeah.
And the other album is something called Reality Jockey, and the artist is William Steffi. So that's something else I'll be giving away. So again, that's 5 vinyl prizes. And a CD prize.
And a beer in a tree.
Those are going to be given away on December 24th. That contest will only be open for about 8 hours. Probably like 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Are you done, Rita? Are you cashing it out?
I'm getting water.
Rita's just getting water.
Okay.
But just drink it in the kitchen, okay? So that you don't mess with the equipment here.
Yeah. Don't mess with the equipment.
Here you go.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm getting...
Oh, don't put them there because we'll get a feedback.
Okay.
All right. I'm keeping all this in.
All right.
Cool.
Awesome. You know what? I'm just to let everybody know, those albums are... They're very cool.
Yeah.
I like make fun of Pat and stuff, but he actually really is able to curate things for his his prizes that are so good. Like, stuff shows up in the house, and I'm
every day.
Yeah, like, how did you get those five awesome brand new books or CDs or in this case albums? And just like, and all Pat does is, you know, he really reaches out. He's super brave and says, "I have a show. I want people to listen to your music." And things show up every day. It's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
And if you support that on Patreon, we get better Christmas presents.
Come yeah. Or any Christmas presents. Yes. Yeah, right?
Yeah, without your Patreon, you know. Right. There would be no Christmas.
There'd be no Christmas.
No Christmas.
Do you guys like disco music?
No.
I do.
Because Steve O'Dockerson sent me more disco Christmas.
Steve-O, I take it back. I don't like you anymore.
Yay.
What do you want to hear disco-wise? You want to hear Deck the Halls, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Hark the Herald Angels, White Christmas, a disco version of White Christmas?
Yeah, don't ruin White Christmas. How about Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
Or I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
No, we already did.
Not again.
Okay, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, disco-fied.
Yeah.
All right. Let's find out what happened.
Do you have you hit everybody who sent you stuff?
I gotta leaf through and see, but I think so.
Okay,
here's some disco for you.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Night. But that's the Bay City Rollers. That is not even a disco song. What do you think of this, Rita?
It's good.
Lie.
No, it's not that bad. I'm just tired.
Aww.
Someone was at a sleepover.
Mm-hmm.
Late.
Is this disco?
Yeah, I don't remember disco being the square. This is like polka.
This is like Christian disco.
This is a total polka thing.
Oh, well, the songs are performed by the Mistletoe Disco Band.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, I think...
Look at the woman on the cover of this album.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God!
Looks like you.
She looks like some. She looks like.
She looks like she's being held at gunpoint.
A Woodland Hills mom.
Yeah, she looks like a mom at the school.
Yes. Yes.
She has fear in her eyes.
It looks like one of the moms at the school that hits on me.
Oh, so many. You know how popular Daddy is.
Are you talking about at my school?
Yeah.
All schools.
All schools.
Whatever school I hang out with during the day.
Moms love your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
Oh dear.
No, it's true.
Now I have to leave.
No, it's true.
None of that makes me want to disco dance, but I used to love to disco dance. It's fun.
Yeah.
Do the hustle.
I'll take pictures of these albums and put them up on the Twitter and Facebook so you guys can see.
The Twitter.
The Twitter and the Facebook.
The Twitter.
I taught you that that over the shoulder move that was a disco move.
I've known that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doo-doo. It's, you know,
got another. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Were you talking during my show? Here's another album by Josh Fitzgerald, The Sound of Christmas with the Three Sons. Not S-O-N-S, but Sons, like Three Sons.
Okay.
So this might be like some type of alien thing, because there's only one son. Let me see what we got here.
Thanks for clearing that out.
I would love to find the song that makes mommy cry.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, Barumpa Bum Bum.
The Barumpa Bum Bum song? Mm.
Come.
The best Christmas song.
The worst
ever.
Christmas song. I do not like that song.
Let's try Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer off of this one.
Yes.
Let's try it.
Remember the story.
No.
The little drummer boy. He had no gift to bring.
I remember watching a movie and not liking it.
He had no gift to bring.
The only thing worse than that one
had goat was his services.
The only thing worse than that one is Nestor the Longhaired.
And then they killed him.
That's the worst.
The Little Drummer Boy Christmas special should not be for children.
It's the worst. No.
First of all, they burn his house down and kill his parents.
Yeah.
Then
they do the same thing in Star Wars. Come on.
He can play a drum, so they...
Star Wars isn't a Christmas movie.
They paint young
kids.
They paint a smile on his face.
Yeah.
And it's to show that he goes through all these things, and yet he still has... this giving place in his heart that when he sees this little baby,
Jesus.
He understands that there's hope in the world. I'm Jewish, and I think this is cool. And he thinks there's hope in the world.
Mom had a very sad childhood, and so she likes stories about sad
children.
Yeah, she
had to eat gefilte fish and tongue for Christmas dinner.
All my favorite stories are really sad.
So here, it is kind of like Star Wars then, because at the end, baby Jesus uses the Force and brings the lamb back to life.
Yeah.
Right. This is better than Nestor the Long-Eared Donkey, though. He gets stuck in a snowstorm with his mom, this little baby donkey, and she covers him to keep him warm.
Oh, that's
kind
nice.
Kind of like the Tauntaun situation, only he wakes up and his mother's corpse is covering him. He's alone.
I love you so much, I would do the same thing. I'm just saying.
This and is mommy's a children's ears, and mommy's Christmas ears are long. Special. Okay, let's hear a song.
Woo!
We have an eclectic mix of tunes today.
Do we?
Is it just instrumental?
All right.
What kind of, what would you call this? It's not an orchestra, is it?
Yeah, it's an orchestra.
Is this an orchestra?
Yes! Those things are violins in the background.
Like I asked earlier. Is it just instrumental, the whole thing?
It is.
This is, I think.
Yeah.
You could sing along, though, with your pipes.
Are people sending these things just to torture us? What's happening?
I hope so. Josh Scott Fitzgerald. Fitzy!
No.
I'll count to three. Everyone say Fitzy. One, two, three.
You know, I don't think F. Scott Fitzgerald was called Fitzy.
You don't know that. That guy's a loser. This is Josh Scott Fitzgerald.
Okay,
the last time Josh was here, he brought his dad along, Tim, and they both co-hosted.
Wait a second. You never explained why you were called Fisher.
There was a comedy contest in the Valley.
We were just dating.
We were just dating. Wow. It was a comedy competition. It was called Funniest Man in the Valley Competition. And at the time, I was a tour guide at Universal Studios. I'm going to give a little backstory on this. I was a tour guide at Universal Studios, and some of the other tour guides did stand-up comedy. They would like always talk about it, like, yeah, man, we're going to do comedy tonight, blah, blah, blah. And then I was getting tired of them talking about doing comedy because I really did stand-up comedy. That was my job. So I was like, I did stand-up comedy. Oh, okay, really? Where? And I was like, I've done it for 6 years, and they didn't believe me at all. So then I said, when's this contest? And they're like, well, it's this week, but you gotta bring people, because it was one of those, you had to bring people. He goes, and then if your friends vote for you, you get to be in the contest, but you need to get 50 audience votes in order to move on to the contest. And I said, okay. And they go, you should really bring people. Well, I went, and I didn't bring any people. And now these guys have been trying to get their 50 votes for like weeks. You know what I mean? Like every week they'd take 10 friends and get 10 votes. And so I went, I'm bragging a little bit right now.
We should.
I went that night. I didn't take any friends with me. And I got 50 votes that night from audience members because I did stand-up comedy. So then the next day at work, they shut their mouths a little bit. So
it comes down to the very
last I end up
one
getting in the contest. I get in the finals.
Pat's really high on this, even though he hasn't brought in one member, one audience member until these finals when he brings in the girl that he's just started to date.
I call her a woman.
Me. And he was so funny. I was like, seriously, I don't know if we, I mean, like, I love talent
Thank you.
I love funny.
You're
and
very nice.
I was like, oh my God, this guy's brilliant. So he was so, so, so good.
Okay.
So remember, he didn't have anybody in the audience. He just had me. Okay. And so he did amazingly, but I think you got second because
I actually got third.
Because the people who were ahead of you had brought all
had
these
brought
people.
Friends. Yeah.
And then they,
because there was like there were judges and then there was an audience vote, and then they took the So I was just hoping that people would vote for the funniest and not necessarily for their friend. But
so they write it up in the local paper.
They write it up in the local paper.
The funniest and guy in the valley, yeah, here they are.
And lists,
one, two.
Wait a second. No, so they list everyone's name that was in the contest. You know, they use our names, Pat Francis, Ezra Dotson, Pilar Alessandra. And then when it said who won, it said, Rita Dotson came in first, Fila Dotson came in second, and then it just said, Fisher came in third. There was no person who had the name Fisher in the whole contest, but they called me Fisher. So my friend Chip Chinnery sees this, and he's like, hey, man, good job in that contest. I go, oh, thanks. He goes, you came in third. I go, yep. He goes, Fisher came in third. I go, who's Fisher? He goes, oh, you got to check out this article.
So, Daddy was Fisher for like 20 years.
Chip still calls me Fisher.
Yeah. He's like, Fisher. But everybody called him Fisher for like a long time. So it was Pat Francis, Pat Dodson, or Fisher, like pretty much for all of Daddy's personalities.
Most
right
people
there.
Call me Pat Francis using both names.
Yes, they do.
They do. All right. This is some soft rock that Pilar is not going to enjoy.
Hasn't all of this been a little soft?
I don't know.
Just a little bit, except for Krampus, which Krampus bitch was the best.
Yeah, Krampus bitch was the best out. Thing. Let's play.
This is, what do you think of these gentlemen, Rita? I'm just going to get your first opinion of these two guys.
Oh, my God.
It's a band called Air Supply.
Sexy.
I'll have you know that
drop dead.
Your friends, Emma and Camille, their mom, Maureen, goes to see Air Supply every time they come in concert.
Maureen's awesome.
Mike looks a little like one of those guys.
A little bit,
her boyfriend.
A little bit.
That's so mean to
I feel
Mike.
Like that's an insult.
No. Well, you know, I mean, they've got similar looks. They're, you know, they're both, they're handsome for their time. I mean, Air Supply was handsome for
the
its time.
The first thing Pilar, I did was joke about them being sexy. Leave Mike out of this.
And Pilar, do you like Air Supply?
Oh, God, no.
Okay, well, yeah. I think I'm going to change your mind right now.
Good luck with that.
No.
I think so.
Mm-mm. Try again, old man.
Let's see if this changes your mind.
Too late before the king, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum. So to honor him, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
It's very traditional.
When we come.
Is there is two-part harmony coming up?
I hope so.
Okay, all right.
I can hear it in my right speaker channel.
I am a poor boy too, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
All right, okay.
That's it?
Well, you know, two-part harmony saves everything.
You can control it.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
I'm
a fan of any two-part harmony, no matter who does it.
Now, on the back of this album cover, it has the two members of Air Supply. I think they're Graham Russell and Russell Hitchcock. They should have just went as Graham Russell Hitchcock. They should have put their names all together by that.
No.
Now, this is creepy because I feel like all these kids on the back that they're kissing and having Christmas cheer with, I don't think they have a relationship to these kids at all.
You think they rented those children?
I think these kids were cast to be in these Christmas pictures. What do you think?
Well, why would they have a relationship with them? That's a normal thing.
Maybe they're nieces and nephews.
Nephews is what I mean.
Yeah, okay. No. These multiracial children are not.
These multiracial children are not any relationship to
not
these guys.
There.
No.
No.
So that's kind of creepy.
I don't.
It's a little creepy.
Rita takes a cute picture. Let's rent Rita out for Christmas.
Not anymore.
So strange. So Russell Hitchcock can kiss on my daughter?
Ew, I hate this conversation.
Fila has decided that one of these records is a little pillow for her head.
What's your favorite record?
Wish I
she likes
Fila
Demento.
Right now.
Yep. Just got her little kitty head.
Let's
on
be honest.
Demento.
Cats have the best life.
Mm-hmm. And Ezra, you are a totally attractive, gorgeous person. However, as far as taking pictures goes, I hope you don't take any offense. But as far as taking pictures goes, I have years of you with your eyes rolled back.
Oh, yeah.
And like frowning.
I'm better now. I think I take a good picture now.
Yes, yes. From
when I was
that's
kid,
true.
I was a rat kid. I was not a commercial kid by any means.
The next song I play is going to be chosen by committee. This is an album called
I Veto.
It's from Josh Scott Fitzgerald. It's called The Stars of Christmas, selected especially for Avon. So this must have been an Avon product giveaway.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to name some artists.
This gets worse and worse.
You guys just let me know who you want to hear. You want to hear Johnny Mathis? Do you want to hear the Pointer Sisters?
Pointer Sisters.
Okay. Roger Whittaker, Jose Feliciano, Andy Williams, The Carpenters, The Forrester Sisters. Don't know who those broads are. Bing Crosby, Kenny Rogers, James Galloway. He looks like James Galloway plays a flute.
Jose.
You want Jose Feliciano. Okay.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley and Judy Collins. Who do you want, Ezra?
Jose.
I
do you want any of these people? Just point.
I haven't been paying attention.
Just point at someone.
Started reading names.
Just point. You don't even have to know their name. Just point at one of their pictures. Judy Collins. I was actually going to choose Judy Collins too.
So I guess we're listening to Jose.
Mom, what do you want?
I said the Pointer Sisters so I could wake up a little. Now, trust me, we will not be waking up.
I'll tell you what. We'll do a two for Tuesday then. I'll tell you what. We'll do a three for Sunday because they're all on the same side.
It's okay. I take back my vote.
No, you don't.
10 more minutes, guys.
Nope.
This is Beneath the Christmas Star by Judy Collins. Oh, boy. Oh, that sounds amazing.
There's real definitely crackly. More than 10 minutes left.
I didn't know that the albums would ruin my needle. Or a step.
Oh, this is not.
I don't think
listenable.
I can play any. Josh, I don't think I can play any more songs off this side.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is unlistenable. That's
gorgeous crackle.
It's like a fire, Rita. It's like a musical fire.
It's like rice fire to the record.
It's like Rice Krispie cereal.
I like the crackles over Judy Collins, though, I have to say.
Wow.
Judy Collins never did it for me. She's so boring.
Would you rather listen to Joni Mitchell or Judy Collins?
Joni Mitchell.
Jose. Okay. Are you talking about Jose, our handyman, or Jose Feliciano?
The one on the record.
But are you
both?
But are you picking the name because you just had our handyman over?
We did.
All right, Steve O'Dockerson, we're back to you. You sent me a record called "Rockin' Christmas," the '60s, and this has some great artists on it. Let's see what we got here. Put the glasses on. We got the Turtles.
Woo!
We got the Sonics. We got the Trash Men. The Trash Men.
Let's listen to that.
Let's listen to the Trash Men. Their song is called "Dancing with Santa."
That's my favorite Sesame Street character is the Trash Man.
That's actually my favorite horror film, The Trash Man.
Are you talking about Oscar the Grouch?
Trash Man.
That's the joke, Mom.
Okay.
You cracked it.
All right.
You cracked my code.
Wow, that was great. Intelligence. Brilliant. Fantastic.
All right.
You're not one to talk about intelligence.
This is a band I've never heard. This is The Trash Men. Released the year of my birth, 1964.
Wow.
This is Dancing with Santa.
Except for that house up on Blueberry Hill.
Oh, wow.
This is creepy.
Yeah.
The stockings were hung. It seemed all was right.
Right.
But there were more than just sugar plums dancing that night.
What? What's happening?
Down in the basement, a guitar wail. Oh, what a sight.
I don't mind this. I mind the first part.
Santa Claus and his eight reindeer doing the what to see. And there was little Lenny and a short fat Fanny and the wildest rock and roll band. And by the back door, the English boy singing, I wanna hold your hand. Oh, Johnny Rivers and Maybelline and a chick.
All right, apparently there's no chorus. All right, I want to stay with this album because I want to read something to you guys. Do you know an artist named Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers?
No.
Okay. But when I tell you what song they sing, all three of you are going to know the song.
Really?
This band sings a song called Monster Mash.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So look, I never knew that they had any other songs, but apparently they have Christmas songs. And Rita, tell me what this their Christmas song is called.
Monsters Holiday.
Monsters Holiday.
So they just went with the monster theme.
So do you think it's gonna sound like Monster Mash?
They did the holiday.
Are they gonna be like? Exactly.
They did the Monster Holiday.
That's. This is the only exciting thing that we've played, other than Krampus Bitch.
Yeah.
That last one was really creepy. Oh, I like that. What was that?
No.
That was Aretha Franklin.
Well, of course.
You really robbed Mom of that. I can't believe you. What kind of husband?
Aretha.
So this will go right in then to a terrible song.
You don't know it'll be terrible. I could get down with the Monster Mash.
And this is my favorite Christmas song, too.
Winter Wonderland?
Yeah.
It's like you don't even know the woman.
Rita and I do this in two-part harmony. We
go along. Sure, we do.
Rita sounds like Tom Waits right now.
Why?
Because your voice is like this.
You sound like Nana.
Oh, honey.
All right. Should I move on to the next song?
Yes. Okay. But I love that.
Who's Parson Brown?
Oh, he was this guy who was hanging around in this town, and he was like, hey, I can marry you.
Wait, why'd he ask like little kids if they were married?
He's a freak.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
This is Monsters Holiday.
Twas the night before Christmas.
Oh my God, it's the same.
My monsters were having a Yuletide hassle.
Are you kidding me, this guy?
I love this. We're gonna play this.
Like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
Vampire
wings. No. Act like good
this
monsters.
Is amazing.
It's garbage.
I love this. I love that we knew exactly what this is.
Steve, I might keep this album. Sorry.
This is so good.
Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac.
Wow.
They were up to no
sick
good.
Rhymes.
Didn't act like good monsters.
I think this is comedy gold. I love that this
they
exists.
Found themselves a new prey.
It's ridiculous.
So good.
That was my favorite song. Was to signal from the
castle roof. What happened? The very first someone hit the cord?
That may have, yeah. Sorry.
Santa slid down the chimney wall.
Okay.
The zombies were to make off with slain all.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Talk about a one-trick pony.
I mean, yeah, but that's great. You do one thing, you do it well.
Hey, honey, for this very last song,
well, we have a playout song. What are your plans?
It
sounds like there's a mutiny going on.
Yeah, we're all being held hostage.
There's in the corner. Yeah. Uh-huh. In the corner are two more presents, but they're not. You're not involved in this one.
What?
Okay. This is
should
for
I get
the,
them out?
Yes, and this is for the two. This is for Ezra and Rita. What? Just to
what's my name?
Sorry. Ezra and Rita, just to pass back and forth to see, because they're the same one.
Oh, okay.
And it's just to see which one gets which color. Okay?
No.
All right. So.
One color's always got to be ugly.
No. They're both really cute.
One's the color of rainbows.
Remember the cat name. Do not look. Stop looking.
One's the color of crap.
Okay, stop. Okay, so put on something and then we'll...
Let me find something.
Yeah.
I know my color.
Oh, Phyllis got... Phyllis got such her cute little head.
Did the monster holiday. The
Josh Scott Fitzgerald, this is something called the Vibra Corporation Christmas Single. There's Snow White Rock Christmas or I Wish It Would Be Christmas Every Day.
I Wish It Would Be Christmas Every Day.
It's right. Josh Fitzgerald.
I'm sorry to anyone
Christmas.
Who has lent
I heard
us
that
things.
Song yesterday. Oh, I wish it could be Christmas.
I'm sorry
every
to
day.
Anyone who has like lent us stuff because it is coming back covered in cat hair.
Oh, no, we'll get we'll
no,
clean
it
that
won't.
Up. We'll clean that up. Okay. There you go. And they are passing it around.
Uh-oh, is that the wrong speed?
Well, it just might like to know.
I think that's the wrong speed.
Okay, so what did you get?
Oh,
yay. You got the black one. You got the white and brown one. They're two stuffed kitties, and they're both really
Which
soft.
Which do you prefer, Rita?
Let me see this one.
Yeah.
There's the right speed.
Yeah.
They
got the ones they wanted. Yeah.
Well, it just might like to know. He's put a great big smile on somebody's face.
In my defense, it's an album size thing, so I didn't look at the speed.
Yeah. It's so funny. Your head. Well, don't you lock the doors? You know that sweet Santa Claus is on the way.
Well, we played a few old favorites that have been played before, but I think we played some songs that we've never heard before. That Monsters Holiday was crappy.
It was fun.
After this, I have to play you the song I wanted to play you yesterday.
Well, what is it? What's it called?
It's called A Good Old Fashioned Christmas.
A Good Old Fashioned Christmas.
Yes.
Well, I feel like this is like a bad, like it's
no,
like,
no.
It has swear words
it
in
does
it.
Not have swear words in it. If anyone knows it. Look it up if you don't know it.
Is it's there a good. Beer and a tree?
Do you know who the artist
no.
is?
This cat has a lopsided
no.
head.
But it's okay. really good.
It's got a tumor.
It does. It does.
It's not a tumor.
Okay.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, no.
It's
oh,
not dear. A tumor.
No, don't.
We traded cats.
Where did that come? Yeah.
Oh, you so you yeah. went for the one that looks a little more like Fila, Ezra.
I didn't think either one.
Ezra, you went for the black cat. Ezra cared. I didn't.
I just liked it. Yay.
I like it too. Those are nice. And they didn't have three of those?
I just thought, Pat, that you'd be okay without
thought
one.
You might be a little too old for stuffed animals.
Well, you know your nephews have stuffed animals.
Oh, this is true.
Your 30-year-old and 26-year-old nephew.
This is true.
Do they want the podcast listeners to know that?
I don't think they're... They're the kind of guys that don't care what people think.
Why is the cat shaped like a...
Kyle sleeps with his wife and his teddy bear.
I don't know.
Probably.
No, he does. I've been to his place.
Now I'm looking for that. Where's this Merle Haggard
well,
song?
Daddy sleeps with his wife and his cat, so...
Oh, wow. This is true.
The cat has been sleeping with me a lot.
Every day.
I mean, most of what she does is sleep. And most of what you do is sleep. So it's a perfect match.
All right. So the playout song is going to be, what I say it's called?
I don't.
Santa Claus and Popcorn.
Santa Claus and Popcorn.
That comes to us from our artist, Kyle Hildreth, who will be doing the artwork for this episode. Before we continue, or before we end the show, wrap it up, I want to thank all of our listeners. Have a happy holidays and happy Hanukkah and anything that you celebrate. Have the best. Have the best of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Woohoo. Yeah.
Also, I want to see, do you guys have any, for 2020, do you guys have any things that you're looking forward to in 2020? Anything that you're striving for in 2020? I'll start with you, Pilar.
Oh, boy. Well, this piano thing's been really fun, so I hope to get good at it.
Okay.
And stop torturing the family.
You're not torturing us at all.
And yeah, I'm really excited about working with more writers this year.
All right, excellent.
Rita,
what are you looking forward to in 2020?
Getting good grades.
To not ever become a co-host on the show.
All right. Your guest co-host status will stay intact, and I'm retiring you from the show. You're retired.
Thank Gonna you. Get good grades, Rita?
And crickets.
Ezra, what are you looking forward to in 2020?
I'm going to go start my next semester of college, get away from you people.
Wow.
Get a new tattoo, disappoint my parents.
Oh, yeah, no.
What do you know what your new tattoo might be?
Yeah. I'm going to book it in a few days.
Oh, what is it?
Are you getting it while you're home?
No, it's not until March.
What's it going to be? Can you tell us?
There's an artist I like that does a lot of big floral pieces. I'm going to get one.
Wait, how big? How big? A whole sleeve?
Not a whole sleeve.
No one does a sleeve at a time at one time.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. Torture. What are you, in Motley Crue?
I'm getting a new tattoo.
Can I see it? I mean, can I know what it is?
Yeah, I'll show you it later.
Rita, are you a tattoo person? You think you ever get a tattoo?
Yes, I'll get a big tattoo of on heart your, and it says, I love my cat.
I mean, I have Fila's literal face tattooed on me, so.
I don't know, maybe.
All right. And what about you, Pilar? Will you ever get a tattoo?
Yeah, no.
No, me neither.
No. I don't have a part of my body I love enough to stamp.
Get your arm. Butt.
No, yeah, no. I'm 50-something, so yeah, arms are not a good thing.
All right. Well, in closing, anyone want to know what my thing is for 2020?
What's your thing for 2020?
Okay, I have two things in 2020. And I don't like Pilar knows this because every year she'll say like, do you have any New Year's resolution or anything? And I always say, I don't like to say anything because then if I don't do it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to say these two.
Okay.
First of all, I'm getting in shape in 2020.
I know.
Getting in shape.
Survivor.
Yes. And I'm going to finally submit my Survivor tape and try really hard to get on the TV show Survivor.
Yeah. Come on.
Getting in shape. I'm doing that with my friend Chip Chinnery and Mike Schmidt. We all decided, we said, we're going to get after it. We took a quote from Chris Cuomo, and starting January 1st, the three of us are going to get after it.
Excellent.
All righty.
I guess I should do that too. All right.
That was very half-hearted, I guess.
Wait. Will I do the podcast when you're on Survivor?
What do you mean? Will you take it over?
Yeah, someone's got to take up.
Put it this way: I'll have 2 months worth in the can.
Darn.
And they'll all be released.
Darn. I think that these guys should do it, like totally take over sometime and just do.
I don't even know how to plug the microphones.
Oh,
in.
Yes, I do. I do my own podcast.
That's right. That's
not
right.
Like
I'll play
this
the
situation.
Worst songs in history.
Rocket science. I took 3 years.
It's
of
It's kind of rocket science.
Okay, 3 years of media training. I'm good.
Tweet Pat Francis if you want us to do the podcast.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Tweet at him.
Tweet at him.
Tweet
tweet all at
right,
him.
All right, enough of your chanting. Thank you for everyone who sent music. We got Steve-O, we got Josh, we got Kyle, we got Dale, we got Hatcher, we got Kevin Hartbarger, who my wife doesn't remember.
I love you, Kevin.
And we're going to close out with the Merle Haggard song called Santa Claus and Popcorn. Merry Christmas, Pilar.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas, Rita. Merry Christmas, Ezra.
Happy Hanukkah, Fila.
Merry Christmas, Fila. Thank you guys for doing the show. I really appreciate it. If I only get one Christmas gift and it's this show, I'll be very disappointed.
I'm getting you a Christmas gift.
You are?
Oh, trust me. If I would have known, this would have been your Christmas gift.
What?
And I wouldn't have gotten you anything.
Yeah, you're a poor gift giver. All right, here we go. Yeah. Merle Haggard, Santa Claus and Popcorn. Thank you, Kyle Hildreth, for introducing us to this song. You can't leave yet. You got to listen to a little bit of the song.
All right.
Here, let me cue it up. Santa Claus and Popcorn.
We love Santa Claus. We love popcorn.
Do we?
When it's covered in chocolate.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jingle bells. Oh, I have it on the wrong speed. Hold on.
Jingle bells. I love Alvin and the Chipmunks.
That would be Merle Haggard and the Chipmunks.
Oh my gosh. We should have played that song. Christmas time is here.
No.
Okay. Let me see if I got a cue.
Santa Claus and popcorn. Jingle bells. Reindeer horns. Christmas trees and
it's nice.
And popcorn.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Keep religion out of Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
Singing.
All right, I'm turning the mics down. Say goodbye, Rita.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Ezra.
Later.
We celebrate.
Pilar, any parting words?
Goodbye, Pilar. Born.
You said goodbye to yourself?
Well, you know, say goodbye, Pilar, and then you're supposed to say goodbye, Pilar.
Oh, my God. All right, now it's just me.
Children dancing.
Happy holidays.
Sleigh bells ringing merrily. Snowballs flying through the air. Happiness is everywhere. Carolers singing silent night. Crosby dreams a Christmas white. We celebrate 'cause a king was born. With Santa Claus and popcorn. Santa Claus and popcorn. Jingle bells and reindeer horns. Christmas trees and mistletoe. Jesus loves me, this I know. Carolers singing silent night. Crosby dreams a Christmas white. We celebrate 'cause a king was born. With Santa Claus and popcorn. Santa Claus and popcorn. Jingle bells and reindeer horns. Christmas trees and mistletoe. Jesus loves me, this I know. Carolers singing silent.